So, Minister Reznikov, dear Alexei, it's great to see you again here at the NATO headquarters, and we meet at a critical time for our security, and it's critical time for Ukraine because you have just launched the counteroffensive. You are making gains. It's fierce fighting, and the gains you are making is due to the courage, the skills, the bravery of the Ukrainian armed forces. And we pay our tribute and our great respect to what they are delivering every day. It highlights also the importance of support from NATO allies to sustain and step up the military support. We see that the support and the training NATO allies and partners have delivered is making a difference on the battlefield every day. And in the meeting now in the Ukraine Defense Contact Group and also later on today, in the NATO-Ukraine Commission, NATO allies will express their strong solidarity with Ukraine. We will also, at our defense ministerial meeting, discuss the preparations for the Vilnius summit. And the main message from the Vilnius summit will be that all allies stand by Ukraine for as long as it takes. We must ensure that President Putin does not win this war, but that Ukraine prevails as a sovereign, independent nation. So once again, warm welcome to you. It's always a great pleasure and honor to see you, and I look forward to our meeting later on today. Please.
Thank you.
You can say something.
Are you satisfied with the choices you got today from allies in the meeting?
Yes, certainly, because today I also heard very important news about the so-called bird coalition or fighter jet coalition. You know that previous time I was there to show some with a symbol of the fighter jet. So today we got the commitment of our partners that training courses will start and we will build up together construction of this consortium of fighter jets. It will start with the F-16. With the Netherlands and Denmark as the leaders, and other countries will join. And also we heard good news from our Sweden partners also that we will have the options to testing their capabilities also. So as you know, we have tank coalition, air defense coalition, artillery family, MLRS family, and that's why I'm absolutely sure that we will have birds coalition for armed forces of Ukraine. It means that future forces of Ukraine will remain as the eastern shield of Europe and eastern ship of NATO.
On the process.